It's B92.1's Hot Takes.
Boom!
If you had $5 million to open up a museum of any kind, what would you do?
Oh, I already know.
What?
Just kidding. I don't know. But, first of all, I already have a plan to open up a Holocaust museum.
Uh-huh.
When I'm rich.
Right.
But if I had $5 million, I think I would do movie props.
That'd be cool.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, I beat you to it.
I want like a...
So you
want
to be like Warner Brothers?
Sort of, yeah. Okay. I would want it to be kind of like a Planet Hollywood, but without the overpriced nachos. So,
okay.
Lots and lots of movie props, which is always fun because you see like a machine gun and then you look closely and it's made out of styrofoam.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah. I love that crap. Yeah. That would be super fascinating. What about you, Maddie?
Mine was lame. Mine was just going to be dinosaurs.
That's not lame.
That's not lame.
Well, movie props is better.
Okay, tell you what.
Yeah.
You'll have a section in our museum dedicated to Jurassic Park.
Yeah. So,
see?
I want to sit in the Jeep, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
What is the silliest thing that you have seen the doctor for?
The silliest thing?
Silliest thing. So this is what reminded me of it. We had some cousins to our house last week, and they went to the ER because her daughter was in horrific pain.
Yeah.
And they were telling us that she was just saying, I think it's my appendix. I'm in horrible pain. And then after some tests, the doctor just told her, you're constipated. And we were laughing, and they're like $6,000 later.
Oh.
Anyway, it just made me think, one time I went to the doctor because my ear was stuffed with earwax.
Uh-huh.
It was absolutely annoying. It is so annoying to have one ear clogged up.
Oh, sure.
And I couldn't get it out. I had tried everything, and so I had to go into the doctor, and I felt so stupid, but they're like, this is not even the stupidest thing we've seen today.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever gone to the doctor for something stupid?
Well, I've done the earwax one because they've drained my ear. Did you get it drained?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, that hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pour acid down your ear.
Yeah.
Hey, you eating breakfast, dear listener?
Oh, that's
pretty fun.
It's above the belt. We're fine.
Yeah, you're complete. Yeah, our boss said specifically, keep it above the belt.
Yep.
So earwax.
Winning.
Totally fine. I don't remember going to the doctor for anything stupid.
Really?
I do remember lying that I had passed out because I was late for school once.
Yeah.
And they took me to a doctor, but that was just that was just lying.
Okay.
What is a backhanded compliment that you've received?
Ooh.
Yeah, give me an example.
So, like, one that I see girls use on each other.
Uh-huh.
Because they're
today?
So much better at insulting. Mm-hmm. Is they go, you know what? I admire you that you just don't even care what you look like. You just, like, put on anything.
Oh.
Yes.
That's a backhanded compliment. Oh. It's saying, hey, you look like crap, but I'm smiling at your face, so you can't do anything about it.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Right.
Really?
Really?
Oh, yeah. I get it. Okay. Honestly,
yeah,
I get it at
story
work
time.
All the time. So, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. But I'm really good at catching it at this point now, and I'll just say something back, and I'll be like, well, at least I do it better than you.
Wow. Yeah.
You got to be quick, you know? You got to get them back.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. A backhanded compliment. I don't think people do it to me so much.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I'm just oblivious.
Everybody just loves you guys, and nobody does that to you.
They can't be true. Yeah.
That's got to be true.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway.
All right, and then last, do a 10-second commercial for your favorite product. Mikey,
oh, my gosh. Well, let me think of my favorite product, and then I can do it.
No, you have to do it right now.
Right now.
My favorite product?
Probably Funkos. Go.
Hi, I'm Southern Utah's sweetheart, Mikey Foley. And when I'm looking to spend some money on something that my wife lets me spend money on, I go to Amazon and get myself a Funko Pop. Funko Pops, when you're allowed to spend $10. How was that?
That was beautiful.
Only.
It was more than 10 seconds, but it was
whatever.
Beautiful.
What about you? Go.
Mine, hoodies.
Ooh.
Hoodies. They're warm. They're comfortable. And they make you look like a boy when you're not feeling feminine.
Nice.
Hoodies.
Nice. Hoodies. Yeah.
All right, Maddie, go.
Mountain Dew for all the times that I don't want to wake up, but I'm here.
Yay!
Yeah! That should be its own segment. I think
just Mountain Dew?
No.
No, I'm just commercials. Saying,
no, it's just Mikey and the Mrs. sell out. I think we should do it all the time.
I think you've had that idea before.
I'm sure that I have. Hey.
But we just really did it on the spot really well this time.
My name is Mikey, and I'm forgetful as crap. Uh-huh. That's why I take ginkgo biloba.
What?
Ginkgo biloba tablets are not only fun to say, but they also help your memory. So I understand.
Tablets?
When I remember. There you go. More? Want more? More of B91's Mikey and the Mrs. Show is on the way.